Three catastrophic wildfires continue to burn in California, forcing hundreds of thousands of people to flee their homes. The Camp Fire north of Sacramento has killed at least 29 people, and more than 100 are still missing. Meanwhile, in Southern California, the Woolsey and Hill fires have burned more than 96,000 acres from Malibu to the city of Thousand Oaks, which is still reeling from a mass shooting last week. NPR's Nathan Rott is in Thousand Oaks, and he joins us now. Nate, what's the footprint of these fires? Are the firefighters getting them under control, or are they still spreading?
I don't know if you can hear right now my notebooks kind of flinging around here. It's very windy this morning down here in Thousand Oaks, where I am right now. Yesterday, the wind had lit up some, which had given the firefighters a chance to make some ground up and try to get some containment lines around these fires. But the concern is these winds. There's a red flag warning in effect all day today into tomorrow for Southern California. There's a red flag warning up in Northern California where the campfire is burning. I talked to a person up there earlier this morning who said that they had a really rough run of it yesterday because of that wind. They had spot fires.
You can hear that wind,
right? Yeah. So obviously they're making some ground up, but this wind can undo that in a hurry.
We're also reading reports of people fleeing their homes only to wind up stuck in traffic. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says that two bodies were found inside a stopped vehicle in Malibu. So how are authorities helping get people to safety given the congestion?
Well, they've definitely they keep declaring evacuation orders for different communities as they come under threat. And they're telling people, look, you got to go. As is always the case with any natural disaster, there's a lot of people who just don't want to leave their homes, and that obviously can complicate things. I think some of the fatalities that occurred in vehicles, that was just because of the speed at which these fires burnt. When they started going, they had these 40 to 50 mile per hour winds behind them, which, you know, moves a fire just about as fast as you can move your car.
That community, Nate, Ventura County, north of L.A., is obviously still reeling from last week's mass shooting in Thousand Oaks when a man opened fire at a bar, killing 12 people before he took his own life. The very next day, people across the county were evacuating from the wildfires. So how is that community coping?
You know, I've talked to some people that have been evacuated. At this hotel I was at last night, there were a lot of people that have left their homes. I think a lot of people are just still trying to get their head around it. Yeah. You know, it's been in almost a reactionary mode where it was one thing happens and then another. And I don't think a whole lot of people have had a chance to sit down and really let any of it sink in. Hmm. We talked to the mayor last night of Thousand Oaks. He said, look, it's a resilient town. People here are tough, but it's going to be hard when things settle down and they have a chance to reflect on everything that's happened over the last week.
Now let's talk about leadership. California Governor Jerry Brown is seeking a major disaster declaration from the White House. He laid some of the blame for the destruction on people who deny the threat of climate change. Let's listen to the governor of California.
Managing all the forests in every way we can does not stop climate change. And those who deny that are definitely contributing to the tragedies that we're now witnessing and will continue to witness in the coming years.
That statement from Governor Brown yesterday comes after a tweet by President Donald Trump on Saturday in which Trump blamed the fires on, quote, gross mismanagement of the forests. He changed his tone in a later tweet, but how is Trump's response going over in California?
Like a lead balloon. You know, Jerry Brown didn't say Trump's name there in that statement, but he definitely alluded to the president's tweets a couple of times in his speech. It's a complicated thing. I mean, Jerry Brown, what he's saying is absolutely true. Climate change is a huge factor in these fires that we're now seeing become pretty regular in lots of the West. President Trump continues to kind of harp on the need to change the way we manage our forests. Critics argue that he's just arguing for more logging or basically placating to some of the constituents that he has in California's Central Valley where water is a big issue. The reality is fire ecologists would say, yeah, look, we need to probably look at forest management a little different given the reality in which we're living in right now. But logging and thinning is not the solution in every place. It certainly wouldn't have done anything to affect the fire down here in Southern California, where it was mostly burning in an urban area.
That's NPR's Nathan Rott, who is covering the fires for us. Nate, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Elise.